listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
Love in the Villa. If you and your lover don't know what to do and you want to sit down on your couch or lay on your bed and watch something romantic and entertaining, Love in the Villa is definitely the movie for both of you. It's set in Verona, Italy, so the more the merrier. There's no place less romantic than that. It's Italy, fam. It's romantic. Anyway, so Julia is a school teacher, third grade school teacher, and Charlie is a wine taster for a famous, well-established company in Britain. Now he's in Italy to break a deal with some vineyard dude who was going through some financial issues. So he wants to secure the deal and go back home to London and move on with his life. So he books a villa in Italy. Apparently he books this villa all the time, every time he visits Italy. Now he's at this villa, he booked the villa, and he's being himself there. Now enter Julia, who, like I already mentioned, is a third grade teacher, is also in a relationship with this guy who's a lawyer called Brandon. Now, on the eve of them leaving for Italy, with hopes or misguided hopes, Julia assumed that Brandon would pop the question, but ends up breaking up with her. And then she ends up, you know, crying herself and ends up flying to Italy by herself in attempts to at least enjoy the trip that she planned for years to go on. And there's a mix-up. Charlie and Julia end up staying in the same villa. It's been double booked. Yep, booking error of some sort. So they're stuck together. Now, Julia has some baggage or luggage issues, so she can't get all her luggage at the same time. Anyway, long story short, the villa owner confronts them, or they confront him and tell him what happened to him. And he convinces them to stay together and enjoy the villa. Could be destiny. You know, you're both single. What do you know? Something great could happen. This could be set out by the gods. Julietta. Anyway, long story short, they live together. For a week, that is. During this whole week, they become friends in the end and lovers in the end. But in the beginning, they hate each other's guts. They want to get rid of the other person so they can enjoy the villa by themselves. So a whole chaotic mayhem happens. One guy, Charlie, is allergic to cats. So Julia puts cats in Charlie's bed and attempts to get rid of him, attempts to make him leave the villa because of this whole cat and him getting an allergic reaction to them. And then, of course, Charlie puts Julia's diary, fam, on the wall where everyone sees it and sees her hopeless, embarrassing moments and dreams and aspirations and shit. And this whole fight that they have almost gets Charlie fired because he gets arrested when Julia changes the lock to their villa, locks rather. And then Charlie, in an attempt to get into the apartment or the villa, ends up getting arrested for breaking in an entry because Julia calls the cops and says, someone is breaking into my house. Long story short, anyway, he ends up getting released and he calls out a fake truce of some sort. Ends up not actually being a truce, but then Julia plans a romantic, I don't know what she did it, but she plans a romantic afternoon, a romantic day in Italy, and they both enjoy it and they end up falling in love some sort of way. When everything seems perfect, enter Charlie's ex-lover, ex-girlfriend, current fiance, and Brandon, Julia's ex-boyfriend now, who's trying to be her fiance. So they turn the whole thing up. Charlie and Julia are upset at each other because, why didn't you tell me you have a man? Why didn't you tell me you have a woman? Type of nonsense. Well, in the end, they get back together. Then Charlie breaks up with his girlfriend and breaks off the engagement. Julia refuses a proposal that she'd hoped and dreamed for over the past 4 years from Brandon, and ends up falling in love or dating Charlie. Destiny. That's the whole premise of the whole thing. I didn't want to spoil it. Anyway, Kate Graham, Laura Harper, Tom Harper, and Raymond are Black star in this film. The film is directed and written by Mark Steven Johnson. So if you're Kate Graham does a lot of, I think she's in love with a lot of exotic countries. I once watched a film of her while she was in Australia. She's always somewhere in some sort of getaway falling in love with white dudes. Anyway, that's it from me. Y'all have a great time. Okay, that's the whole thoughts and the whole premise of the film, really. Now let me give my honest opinion. The movie is a little disappointing, really. It's cliche like I thought it would be. Not impressive acting by both Harper and, you know, not Laura. Even Laura's performance is not impressive. Even Tom Harper's performance, not impressive. Kate Graham is a gorgeous, beautiful Black woman. And Tom Harper is an incredibly handsome white man. I don't know why I'm mentioning their race, but they're both two good-looking human beings. Now, their performance was atrocious. They wanted to create an atmosphere that would bring out their love in such a way that would wow the audience members, but they failed. It's just not great at all. It's not great. You're stuck with a stranger in a hotel, a villa, a lodge, a guest house, and you agree to live there because the person who made the mistake being the villa owner or the hostel owner or the hotel owner made a mistake, a booking error, and none of you get a refund. You just get a discount because you both choose to live there because somehow everything in Italy is overbooked. And I get it. It's some sort of special month, special day. Restaurants get overbooked all the time, so it's nothing special. But this is absurd that you decide to stay with a stranger. I get it. You're two heartbroken people and you're living in this villa. Why don't I keep calling it a villa? It's a fucking house that you live in. It doesn't have no... It's a house, really. You're moving into a house where you do all the cooking, but you're paying for it. Now, that's some white people shit. I am not moving from my own house, the comfort of my own house, to another country where I'm giving another fucking house where I will be responsible for cleaning. Okay, a little off topic, but that's how I feel personally. Now, people will say it's romantic, but it's just getting another house in another bloody city and you're responsible for it. If I'm moving on vacation to another country, I'm getting in a hotel where I do nothing but fucking relax or have fun. Whatever comes first. Now, the movie itself, and this guy who drives like a crazy person, I don't know what's the point, and they call him Uberto. It's an Uber, but it's in Italy, so they put an O at the end, so it's Uberto, whatever. Not creative at all. All the little puns that they make in the film are ridiculous. Poor writing by Mark Steven Johnson, by my personal opinion. Even his directional vision is poor nonetheless. The movie is set in such a beautiful place. It had a lot of hopes and aspirations for me to be a great film, but it's such a letdown. I don't know whether it's the actors or the script that was horrible, but something was horrible. I just can't put my finger on it. And I think it was the goddamn script. The script was shit. Yes, the actors did it justice. They did the best that they could based on the poor writing that was put in front of them. Yeah, that's it. I have nothing more to say. That's my honest opinion. Yes. Thank you. Good riddance.